Okay. Hi everyone, thank you for making it at 9 a.m. As you can hear, my voice is already a bit going away because of all the exciting days that we have at FOSDEM and around. I am Paula Grzegorzewska and I am with the Linux Foundation Europe. Yeah? Like this? Okay. I will start again then. And I see some latecomers. Again, appreciate it for you coming here at 9 a.m. I'm Paula Grzegorzewska, and I am with the Linux Foundation Europe. I've been working on open source and policy for the past 7 years, and I have to say that I'm very excited about the point that we achieved so far, and I think it's a lot because of the people in this room and these thousands of people at FOSDEM. But yeah, let's start with the short introductions from the speakers. I will allow you to talk about yourself a little bit and what are we doing here. Vittorio.
Thanks for the light. Hi, I'm Vittorio Bertola. I'm the head of policy for OpenExchange, which is a German open source software company. We make DoveCode, we make PowerDNS, and we are one of the companies involved in the digital sovereignty efforts about, both by Germany and France, providing the webmail platform.
Good morning, everyone. voices are going, clearly. I am Gabriele Columbro. I work for the Linux Foundation. I do two things at the Linux Foundation. One, lead Linux Foundation Europe, and two, I manage a foundation called Finas that brings banks to collaborate on open source.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining at this very special 9 a.m. Sunday slot. My name is Thierry Carrez. I'm the general manager for the Open Infrastructure Foundation, which is the home for the OpenStack project, and also the vice chair at the Open Source Initiative. So talking about digital sovereignty sounds like a nice topic.
How about I invite you to project as if you don't have
Okay. Should we speak like this? Okay. And let us know if you don't hear us, because that's important that you hear us. That's why we are here. Okay, a little short intro, because as I work on policy, for us it's very normal to talk about digital sovereignty and then talk about open source. And, you know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when I worked on this topic in policy in Brussels with politicians, and I said that I focus on open source policy, faces were very surprised. All the eyebrows were raised. It's not the case anymore. And it's often because of the narrative of digital sovereignty. It's a lot of because of the geopolitical tensions. It's because Europe has realized that the dependency runs quite deep. But I would like to ask my speakers, because, you know, we say that Europe has to gain more independence when it comes to its technological stack. Many are trying to define it. I honestly don't want to focus on trying to define what digital sovereignty means. I don't find it too practical and too helpful, but what I would like to ask is, what is the most omitted when we talk about digital sovereignty in the context of open tech? Because us, we believe that open source is good, right? Policymakers don't necessarily. They see it as, oh, why should Europe open source its achievements, its technological progress, if this is up for grabs from other countries? Should we start with Thierry? Yeah.
So I think what's missing from the discussion when people talk about digital sovereignty, sometimes it doesn't get very practical or very defined. And I feel like if we can narrow down on what is the actual goal in the end, it's like there's clearly like something we needed yesterday, which is more control over the data and the compute that's happening within Europe. We want our laws to apply to it. We want it to be protected by privacy rules from the EU. That's something we needed yesterday. Today, we need also to make sure that our infrastructure for critical workload can't be turned off the next day. So that's the day one resilience, but more and more people realize that they need also to have continuity, day two, be able to invest in technologies that are going to be available to them tomorrow, not just because a kill switch might be turned, but more like the investment they are making into those